Welcome
to Candidly 30. Oh my God. We're both wearing like very profesh outfits, everyone, because we are, I mean, we always like come off of work, I feel like, but this is like straight from the office, literally. We're doing this for you guys. This is for everyone.
Just for you guys. I like hustled all the way. I had like a crazy day. I got into the office at like 7:30. I had a meeting at 8, another meeting at 9, another 2-hour meeting at 10. And then I like could not get out of the office in time to like make this happen. So I look a little haggard.
No. Anyway. Negative. Absolutely not. What happened though? Did you get good candidates?
Yeah, I've just got like a lot of candidates in the pipeline right now, which is good because I like missed a lot of my like goals for specific whatever. Anyway, so yeah, it's just been like busy trying to like make up what I missed before and like catch up on July. And then we've got a like meeting happening in July, so I'm traveling, so I'm trying to like get ahead of it a bit. Anyway, how are you? Let's talk about you for a second.
I'm good. I am still recovering from this weekend, but we can go more into detail on that later. Like, we're going to talk about it because Kaif and I were together for the weekend. But, yeah, same kind of work is just a little crazy right now. We're doing some, like, switch-ups. Some people are leaving. I'm taking on different responsibilities. It's just, like, a lot. And then also all of my certifications for my job are due this month. And so I am having to study for that also, which is my nightmare. So yeah, I'm just like not stoked. I'm just not really happy right now in this moment work-wise. So yeah, I need to just like focus and buckle down for a little while. And then I think it'll be best. Yeah. So I'm actually going to stay here this weekend instead of going backpacking, which is very sad. But I think it'll be good for me to sleep and relax, even though being in Bend on 4th of July is kind of terrible and like super touristy. And there's a lot of people here and it just feels like really a lot and overwhelming. But I think I'm just going to like lay super low and just like go paddleboarding and hiking and like, you know, all the shit that I like want to do and be able to sleep in and whatever. So having a 4-day weekend will be super nice and super needed. And then I go straight into next week, and then I am going to Oregon Country Fair. So, yeah, it's just, like, a lot of things. So I think it'll be for the best. Anyway.
We're just, like, thriving this summer. We've got things going on. Yeah. So exciting.
100%. I mean, you're super busy, too. Like, you have family coming in.
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Well, Thursday, because we're like recording on Tuesday. We're going to release this literally tomorrow morning, like the day before 4th of July. My parents get in on that day. They're driving up and stopping in Medford, and then they're going to come all the way up to Tigard/Portland.
They're driving. Oh, fine.
Yeah, my dad's like so stoked. He got this like crazy diesel truck or whatever, like the truck that he's been wanting for the past 10 years and saving on. So this is their first like road trip in the truck.
Fun.
So they're very, very excited to like make that happen. But my mom told me it's a diesel truck and I was like, you're gonna pay for gas? That is crazy banana pants. But
yeah, especially up here. I mean, I know California is worse, I guess, than Oregon. Sure. But yeah,
fair enough. But yeah, so I've got my sister coming in, my parents are coming in, we got 4th of July plans, we're gonna go do like a drone show in the neighborhood, I think. Yeah, it's just like, you know, kind of excited for the fall, if only so that life kind of calms down a little bit.
Yeah, seriously. Wait, because your brother's birthday is this week too, right? Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, he's on the 5th, so he's like a 4th of July baby, kind of. Yeah, he's turning 40 this year, which is like blowing my mind. But yeah.
Isn't it weird thinking that your mom has a 40-year-old kid? Like, it must be weirder for her.
Yeah. My mom's old now.
No, stop that. Never.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to this episode. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, we need to make this kind of quick because we have like dinner plans and things going on. But I did want to, I'm so glad to talk to you because I want to chat about Big Ponderoo.
Oh my gosh. One of the artists of the show, like what kept going like Big Ponderoo. And then the whole crowd would be like, ooh. It was really cute. It was actually really cool. Yeah. So yeah, it was really the second annual Big Ponderoo Festival. Last year was the first one. They they have the Sisters Folk Fest in the fall every year, but this has been like their second festival that they've added to their like repertoire. They are like a nonprofit organization that puts on like a bunch of music things in Sisters. They have like a summer concert series. They also do like programs for kids in schools and whatever. It's a really cool, I don't know, organization. Yeah. And then one of my friends actually works for them like full time. So yeah, it just, we got kind of like into the whole situation because of her. And so yeah, it was awesome. I worked at it for this last festival for Big Pondaroo as the volunteer coordinator. And so it was my first like role as like working an actual music festival instead of just attending. So that was a different experience for sure. But also, it was really cool. It was very exhausting, but also
it was great. I thought that, like, first of all, Sisters is such a cute little town. Like, they have like a main drag, and there's only so many people that live in town. So it was really cute to just like park basically downtown and then like walk to the little festival grounds. It was so fun. Like, AJ Lee was incredible. She's so cool. And then obviously, I have a big girl crush. Oh my God, stories. Anyway, I'm kind of an embarrassing human being, but it's fine. She was fabulous. Shiny Rib was way, way better than I was expecting. Like, he put on a really good show. And then Obvi, like, Broco was incredible. Like, I mean, it was just so cool to see them again. Like, yeah, that was like the fourth time I saw them. And it's been like 2 or 3 years since I've seen them. So like, yeah, I was like super jazzed. Also, the main singer, I don't know what his name is, but I had a little crush on him too, because he had like tats on his arms and he looked all burly and it was like in a string band. I was like, yeah, I can get behind this mountain man. I can do it.
Yeah, he was the most beautiful man in overalls, like literally. I mean, he was very much like married and whatever, but I literally saw him when he came to the festival. I literally saw him in the festival grounds and I was like, you do not belong here. Like, it was the craziest man you've ever seen in overalls. Like, he was humongous and like in a great way. You know what I mean? He was, yeah. Yeah. But anyways, they were just a really funny band, like all together, like each of them were just like such different characters. Like, there was like a guy in like a 10 bucket gallon hat, whatever you call it, like a real cowboy wearing like real tight pants and like a button up. And then there was just like a random like banjo player who just like looked super chill. And like, I don't know, they were just like, yeah, they were super funny and random. But anyways, yeah, that was like a highlight of just like all the music. I mean, all the music, actually the whole weekend was really fantastic. Cave didn't end up staying on Sunday, but Sunday was really great too. Like, Oliver Wood played. I mean, Silverado was like the headliner on Sunday night, but like, I don't really know them very well. But yeah, I was really excited to see Oliver Wood. He obviously was in the Wood Brothers. He is one of the Wood Brothers, and he now like created his own group. And yeah, so he's singing like a bunch of Wood Brothers songs, which was actually really nice because I thought he was just going to play all this like new music that I wasn't into. But I mean, yeah, it was really beautiful. Bella White was who I was like most excited to see the whole weekend, and she was fantastic. Like, very just like, I mean, it was pretty slow and like sleepy, but definitely just like so beautiful hearing her outside, you know, because she just like filled up the entire area and it was just like haunting, kind of like really, really incredible. Yeah, I don't know. And so it was just like a really good, like, for being such a small scale music festival, it just like turned out so good. And yeah, it was just like really high functioning. Obviously they have their stuff together. Like, they know how to do music festivals. So yeah, it was really cool to like be a part of the team and everything, but also just like be able to see really cool music in like such a small town. So
yeah, I mean, yeah. It definitely felt very well organized. Like, you know, sometimes festivals can be a little hectic. Like, there's just a million people, you don't know where you're going, and then there's always a line for the bathrooms. But like, that was not the case this time. There was like lots of space. There wasn't a crazy amount of people on like this tiny little town. It was really, really sweet. Also, we're going to tell them about like the highlight of the entire weekend, because my dreams came true, people. Came true.
Literally, like, top 10 moment of my life.
Totally. Literally, and I'm still, like, the most embarrassing human. I did, like, all I did was sit in a corner and just, like, drool to myself.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So like there, obviously, like we said, Sisters is super small. And so there's like nothing open. Like the music ended at 11. And so like everything shuts down at like midnight or whatever in Sisters or earlier, you know, even in the dead of summer. But anyways, yeah. So there's like one divey bar like left open in town. And so like our friend Austin just kept telling everyone like, hey, we're going to go here, because like Austin's been in the music industry for like a long time. So he's like friends with Broco. He used to live in the San Francisco area. Like he's friends with Broco. He's friends with AJ Lee. He's friends with like a bunch of like, obviously Sam Chase, who played on Saturday and on Friday. He's really good friends with them. And so, yeah, he was just like, hey, we're all going to the dive bar. Like let's all go together. So we were like, obviously we're going to go if like all the bands are like partying together.
100%.
So we like, yeah. So we like show up to this dive bar and like Hogslop string band is already like singing karaoke. And we're like, hell yeah, like this is what we're here for. And then as soon as we get there, like Broco starts singing karaoke. And so we're like, is this real life right now? Like we're singing karaoke with all of our favorite like people in the world. It was crazy.
So cool. It was amazing.
And like, but the thing is like, it wasn't like we were like, I mean, we were just like in the crowd, but also it was such a small bar. It's such a small town that like we were there like with them. Like, you know what I mean? And so
like I was super drunk at that point. So like kind of sloppy and kind of an embarrassing human. Plus I was like so nervous inside to make like a fool of myself. Like I didn't really have a conversation with Broco, even though I probably should have. But they were talking to people that like we were there with. So it was very much like hanging out with Broco, who I've been obsessed with for a while. I'm not going to tell everybody about it. But anyway, I was just like freaking out inside. I was so excited.
It was crazy because like what's for me is hard is like they're like, you know that they're normal people. But then when you're like in that situation, like you don't know what to say to them because like literally we have nothing in common besides the fact that like we're obsessed with you. So like that's like weird. It's not like we're going to like talk about that. You know what I mean? So I always just find it so funny like when people go up to musicians and just like talk to them because I'm like, what could you possibly be saying that like adds value? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm just so embarrassed like for them.
100%. So,
like,
oh my God.
Never say anything. I mean, because in general, it's just like, oh yeah, like I've met you. Like I've met them multiple times now, just like being friends with Kayla and Austin and stuff. And mm-hmm. But it's just like, oh yeah, like how are you? Good, blah, blah, blah. But nothing like beyond that because like they really, I'm sure they meet people, so many people all the time, you know?
And all so the time, just, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're probably just like, whatever. Like we don't care. We just want to like get drunk and like have fun in this random ass bar and like hang out with our friends. So anyways, it was just cool because we were at the bar and then Shiny Ribs band ended up coming, like all the backup singers were there and all like the saxophone player and everything. So Shiny Ribs mm-hmm. was there, AJ Lee's band was there, Sam Chase band was there, Broco was there, Hogslop string band was there. We were just like shutting down this bar, like no joke. But it was crazy because like, I don't know, the karaoke lady was such a asshole. Like she was just not having it at all. And she was like, let these like semi like famous musicians like sing on the stupid ass stage. Like she was just like so stone cold. She was just like not giving any fucks. So yeah, it was pretty funny. I was just like, who are you? Like where what is happening here? Like come on, just let them like do whatever they want on the stupid stage. But yeah,
absolutely.
Anyways, it was definitely a top 10 moment for us for sure.
Yeah, it was so cool. We were like rubbing elbows with all these really cool, like interesting individuals. And they're like the sweetest people too. Yeah. Like they did, there was zero drama, no, nothing happened. Like it was just such an incredible, surreal moment that is definitely top 10 in my life. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But sure. The just going over to Sisters, like the day of Saturday, I got to like wake up and have coffee with Lindsay and Kev and like say hi to Yachty Dog and then just go over. And then we went to like, I don't even know how you would pronounce it, but it was this really cute creek like hike that we did. Waichus. Yeah, it was so sweet. We just like walked around and chatted a bunch and then we got back for AJ Lee and then it was like followed up with date night. Well, it didn't date night, but it was like late night karaoke at the bar. It was so, so cool. I just had like the best day. Aww. That was like really, really wonderful day.
Yeah.
And like hanging out with everybody from Bend, like Lex and everybody was so cute. I loved it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm really happy that you were able to because I was like working the whole time. So I didn't really get to like hang out with Kate. I mean, I got to come and like see a little bit of AJ Lee and I came and saw a little bit of Broco and things like that. But mm-hmm. I didn't really get to hang out with Kay. So it was like really nice just to know that like all my friends were hanging out with you. And
they all took care of me. Yeah. They were all so sweet.
Yeah, for sure. So special shout out to them for hanging out with the cave and keep taking care of her. But yeah, it just like worked out so well and it was so smooth, but I'm still like freaking pooped just like,
oh yeah,
in general. I think I got home at like, I didn't get home too late, maybe at like 9 on Sunday. And yeah, I literally went to bed and like slept all the way until 6 a.m. Like I did not move, I don't think. Like my body was like unable to like function. So I think I'm just like, I've been getting enough sleep. Like obviously last night I got a bunch of sleep too, but yeah, I'm just like still catching up. And not that we didn't sleep over the weekend either. It's just like a lot, you know, like it's a lot of stimulation. It's a lot of like talking. Like, I don't know.
Plus you're working too. So you're like coordinating with everybody, running back and forth and getting answers to questions that like, you know, I can only imagine you were kind of all over the place.
Yeah, I don't really want to know how many steps I did on Saturday, to be honest, because I think I went from like my booth to the green room, like probably 15,000 times. So like, I'm so curious on how many steps I did, but yeah, it was a really cool experience. And yeah, I hope to do it in the future, I guess. We'll see what happens.
I hope that they continue to do it. I would definitely go again next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got home on Sunday, like kind of around 1:30, 2 o'clock, and then slept because I was bone tired. And then like yesterday, it was so sweet. I came home, like my brother helped me make dinner. We like did a little yoga session and it was really sweet. Just like a good way to kick off the week. But it's supposed to be a short week this week. Yeah. So I'm not working Thursday. I'm so excited.
Do you have to work on family coming in?
I do have to work on Friday, but it's only a half day, which isn't a big deal. So I should be done by like 2 o'clock or something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I think this weekend my sister's coming in. I want to get her to go to the Japanese Gardens with me in Portland to like go check it out. And then yeah, we're just gonna like hopefully relax, play games, and like not do too much. That's my 4th of July vibe.
Amazing.
I'm hoping for that.
That's where I'm at too. Yeah, I'm gonna paddleboard. I'm gonna hike. That's pretty much it. I'm not gonna try and do anything else. Like I literally don't think I'll leave the house on 4th of July because that sounds like my nightmare.
So. Right.
I don't know.
Well, I think we might go to that drone show, but it's not going to happen until like 10 o'clock at night. So we might not. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Cool. But yeah, I think there's just a lot going on right now. Plus, there's a lot to look forward to. This is like a pretty short episode, but I promise we're going to have like shenanigans and guests and we're going to get back on the ball here. But summer's thriving, guys. Like we are out and about. We got stuff going on. We're just moving and shaking and grooving and dancing around.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, we just wanted to hop on and let you guys know that we did not forget about you. We are here. We are living our very best lives. Our very best, like, you know, professional, like, what do you want to call it? Band stalking lives. And yeah, no big deal. But yeah,
no big deal.
We love you all. Do you want to do a gratitude and grievance? I don't really have anything.
Yeah, let's.
Okay. You want to think?
I mean, grievance wise, I think it's like hot. I know this is really stupid to say,
it's
but like
be super hot this weekend. I'm not sure about Portland, but here, which it never gets in the hundreds here, so
it's gonna be like 98 degrees here. And I'm like, okay, everybody knows that Kelly doesn't sweat and she doesn't have BO, like whatever. I am the opposite person. If I walk like 2 feet, I'm sweating already. So I'm just like a little nervous that this weekend's gonna be a little spicy outside. But yeah, my grievance is just like, I'm tired. My body hurts. I'm ready to sleep for like 4 days and it's gonna be hot. So yeah, that's just my grievance.
Amazing.
But anything from you?
Well, I just wanna say that I have been, because it's been so hot and like because I've been to so many music festivals and things like that, I'm literally just like liquid IVing it up. And I got the other new liquid IV flavor. And I am so grateful. I'm just gonna say gratitude for liquid IV, honestly, because it's the only thing that's like getting me through life at this moment. I feel like, but it's like the fire, it's called Firecracker, but it's basically like those like rocket pop soda or popsicle flavors, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't remember what all the flavors are. It's like cherry and then the white one is like the lime and then it's like blue raspberry or something.
Yes, that's correct, I think.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't think I ever had those as a kid. We always had the like orange, like big circle orange ones.
I was just about to say, those ones are my absolute favorite popsicle ever. I think they're my ones too,
because we always had them. What are they called? I can't even remember what they're called.
I don't know. I feel like they're the cheap ones that you get off-brand or whatever from the grocery store. And it's like 5 gallons and you buy like $6 worth of it or whatever.
Totally. Yeah, those are so good.
It's like those and then Otter Pops define, and like Frozen Capri Suns. Those are what defined my childhood for
sure. Oh yeah. Frozen Capri Suns. Wow. Throwback. That sounds so good.
Actually, I know, right
now.
Right.
I would be into that. Yeah. Actually, my roommate bought Capri Suns and I was like, wait, I want those. That sounds right. So good. Anyway,
so chef's kiss.
I would definitely highly recommend, like I said, I talked about last week, I think the like sorbet, what do they call it? It's like tropical sorbet or something. That's a new sugar-free liquid IV flavor. And then the like rocket pop or firecracker pop, whatever they would call it, is like a non-sugar-free one. But they're both very good. They're kind of like both pretty subtle. Like I feel like a lot of the flavors are like kind of like in your face, but these are both like pretty chill. I feel like Liquid IV is really listening to my feedback and they're really like, they're really making them like less sugary and like whatever, because they're like so good now, I feel like. Also,
sponsor us.
Hello, I need like a little bit of like free swag, I feel like, at this point, because like I'm just paying for all of their mansions. So no big deal. But Costco is the goat, literally, because they're so cheap at Costco compared to the rest of the world. So anyway.
Yeah, my mom's really excited. She's going to come in and take me to Costco. And I'm like, yeah, let's go stock up on all the Costco.
Love fun. It. That'll be great. Yeah. It's like my favorite place in the world. Go see it. It's actually on sale at Costco right now, the firecracker one.
Okay.
So that's where I got it yesterday.
I will put that on my Costco list. Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho, we love you all.
Love you.
We're just going to hop off here quick and we'll see you next week. Hopefully we'll plan in advance a little bit for next week and actually get this shiz together. So.
Yeah, but we also want to see what everybody else's like 4th of July plans. Oh, yeah. And like, I haven't really been on the Insta.
I haven't
either. I've been kind of paying attention to the news, but it's all garbage lately. So I've just been trying to like stay away from it because I've got other stuff happening in my life. Mm-hmm. But I want to hear from people like what's going on for your 4th? What's going on with the onlines? What's everybody reading? Want to know about
onlines.
It. Hit me
That's
up.
That's right. All right. Well, boom, we love boom, you. Boom,
boom, boom. Bye. That's all for today's episode of
Bye. Candidly
30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.